Have we? Is Andrew here yet? Has anyone seen him? Okay. No, he's not. Right. Should we give him another ring?
Yeah, let's just see how he's getting on with the car. Right, here we go.
Oh, hi again, Simon. You just wouldn't believe it. It's just gone from bad to worse. I actually managed to get the car going and set off, and I've literally just come round the corner, got a puncture. There's steam coming out the front, or smoke coming out the front of the car, and then the engine's died altogether. I'm really stuffed here. Any chance you can send someone to rescue me?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's gone. He's gone again. Steam is coming out of Andrew's car, everybody. This is really bad. Not smoke, steam. So is there anyone here who's got a car who would go and rescue? I think he's at Oakland's college. I think did you see that in the video? Yeah? Can you drive, young man? No, you can't. Right, well, that can't be you, can it? Is there anyone willing to go and rescue him? Yes, you are. Brilliant. Yeah, if you could just go and... Yeah, you've got the car, got some jump leads. Do you know how to deal with steam coming out of the engine? Yeah, great. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Paul. Yeah, if you go and rescue him, let's give him a round of applause as he goes, we send you on a rescue mission. Let's see how you get on. Great. So that leads nicely to our second point. The first one was we need rescuing. The second is that Jesus has come to rescue us. Jesus has come to rescue us. Now, as we think about that, actually, there's other things that need rescuing in this room. I have lost 15 reindeer. Yeah, I have. Yeah, they were with me this morning, but they've got a life of their own, those reindeer. And off they went. They scampered around the church building. I need the children to go and find a reindeer. Once you've found one, if you bring it to me, and don't find two, just find one. Go on, children, go for it. Go and rescue my reindeer for me. Because I don't, you know, these little things, off they go. You've got one, brilliant. You keep hold of it, 1 second. Well done. Have you got one, Harry? Keep looking around. Adults, if you can help as well. Because I don't know where these things have got to. Oh, they're crazy. Have you got one? Well done, brilliant. You stay there. That's excellent. How are we doing? Oh, we've got a few more. Watch the stage. Yeah, have you got one? Right, how many have we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There should be 15. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, the five more. We've got some at the back. Yes. Okay, okay. Yes, we've got another one.
Oh, yes, you can.
Hey, is that all of them? Is that all of them?
No,
I think it is. I think that's definitely all of them. You can see one more, can you? Where's the other one? Oh, there's another one here. Has anyone not got one yet? No, here we go. Have you both got one? You haven't got one. Look, there's one here. Look, quickly, over here. No, I see one. Come and rescue the reindeer. There we go. That's it. Give it to your sister. That's brilliant. Well done. Guys, you can keep the reindeer because they're so mischievous. I feel they need someone better to look after them. So you can go and take your seats. Go and take your reindeer with you. There we go. Oh, there's one more here. Did you get one? There you go. Have a little reindeer. That's it. Give them a round of applause. They did so well there. What I loved about that was, as soon as I said, they need rescuing, the children went, yes, right, we're going to go and do it. And I thought that reaction says something about the reaction of God to our ultimate problems. There's that the heart of God, that heart of love that says, I want to go and rescue. And that's what God has done for us in Jesus. That's why Jesus came from the comfort of heaven to a lowly stable and then ultimately to a cross. Why would he do that? Why would God do that? It's because that, I need to go and rescue. I need to go and rescue my people. You know, Jesus once said that when he, like, kind of summarizing his mission, he said that he's come to seek and save the lost. When his children are in trouble, I'm going to go and seek and save them. But how did he do that? Well, he did that through his life, by living a perfect life. But he also did that through his death. Jesus once said, Matthew 20, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. It's like somehow through his death on the cross, he's paid the price of freedom so that we could be saved, so that we could be rescued. Jesus came to rescue us. Talking of rescue, should we see how he's doing? Should we see how if Paul's managed to get there in time and rescue thing? Let's give Andrew one last call. There we go. Okay, no answer so far. No answer so far. Any idea why he's not answering? No. Anyone know? No. No way. You made it. That's not bad. Half an hour. That's half an hour late. Shall I give you a microphone? Let's just find out what was going on there.
Yeah. I'm so sorry I'm late. Oh, goodness me. Thanks for sending Paul. What a champion.
What a hero.
Do you know, I would never have been able to deal with that steam all by myself. So thank you very much.
And the puncture, what did you... I mean,
wow. It's just amazing what will happen with a little bit of technical assistance.
Paul is your man.
Paul is your man. If you ever break down, just give him a call. That's great.
Give Paul
thank
a
you.
Call.
Sorry, yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt the service, but you were calling me at the time. So.
Yeah, I was just wondering where you were, but I'm glad we rescued you. That's great.
I'll join in the rest of the service.
Yeah, that's great. Lovely. Thank you so much. That's brilliant. Do you know actually something, not steam and a puncture, but we had a situation where my wife, Sam, was stuck at Monk's Walk School a week ago, and the battery had died on the car, completely dead. And what you realise is, you know, everything else in the car is perfectly good. It's good, you know, the car would run. It just needs that spark to bring it back to life. But if you've got a dead battery, then you can't drive the car. It's like absolutely useless to you. And so I got this call from Sam saying, the battery's dead, can you come and rescue me? And I didn't have any jump leads, so I borrowed some jump leads from Matthew and Catherine Rowe, and jump started the car back to life and rescued her. I felt really good about myself. Oh, I was the hero of the day. I was the knight in shining armor coming to the rescue of my princess. And then 2 days later, the battery died on my car, and Sam had to come and rescue me. So you know, it's nice to be humbled. If you put yourself in a situation where I can't do anything about this. I need rescuing. You know, that was the situation we were in, and God has sent his son to give himself for us out of love and to rescue us. Let's go back to the problem we had before. The different ways in which the Bible tries to describe something of the human predicament, the problem we're in. It says that we were walking in darkness, but the rest of that quote from Isaiah was, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. And that's what Jesus was. He was the light of the world. You know, we were walking in darkness. We didn't know what we were doing, but Jesus has shown us the way. He's shown us the way to live. He's shown us what God is like. He's shone a light on who God is. Missing the mark. You know, we all miss the mark. We all fall short of the glory of God. But Jesus has lived that perfect life, died that perfect death as a gift for us. So that even though we miss the mark, it's almost as if we are in him. And by us being in him, he takes the arrow and he never misses. He never misses because he's lived that perfect life. Yeah, we fall short of the glory of God all the time. But there's forgiveness in Jesus because he hits it every time. He's lived that perfect life to the glory of God. And then pollution. The heart of the human problem is the problem of the human heart. And Jesus came to cleanse our hearts, to give us a new start, to give us his Holy Spirit, so that work of the Spirit in our lives begins to make us more and more like Jesus as we seek him and we know him in our lives. He's a good rescuer and he's done the job. Says the second point, Jesus came to rescue. The first was, we need rescuing. Jesus came to rescue. The final one is, we get to share that good rescue news with the world. We get to share that news with the world. Now, I've got some Christmas cards here that I wrote. Has anyone? I think we might find ourselves in two categories when it comes to Christmas cards. There's some people who love writing Christmas cards. Hands up if you love writing Christmas cards. Yeah, you send one to every single person you know. It's wonderful, and we love you for it. And then there's some people who they just never write any Christmas cards. Hands up if you're one of those kind of people. Yeah, I'm one of those kind of people. But this year, I have written four. I know. To some very special people. But I haven't had a chance to deliver them yet. And so what I need is some people. I need maybe two people to come and be a post person for me this morning. Cheska, would you come and do it? And Joshua, do you want to do it as well? Yeah, go on. Now, you're going to need some... Brilliant. So are you ready to be my little post man and post woman? Yes. Okay, so I don't know if you're going to know these people, but you're going to you ask for some help and see if you can deliver these cards. Okay, so there's two for you, and there's two for you. Maybe your mummy and daddy can help you. You go to them, and they'll send you in the right direction. That's brilliant. Now, whilst you're doing that, why do we send Christmas cards if we send Christmas cards? Why do we send Christmas cards? Go on. Anyone got an idea? Yes. Maddie, what do you think? Oh, brilliant. So if they're far away, then that's how we can talk to them. Yeah, and we can send them a card to show them we're thinking about them. That's brilliant. Well done. Any other reason why we might send a card, Christmas card? No, that's great. Okay, well, the other reason I thought of was, you know, these days you get some people send a newsletter in with their card, don't they? I love a newsletter. A yearly newsletter from someone telling me their news from the year. Yes, please. It's amazing. And so I'm always excited if I get a Christmas card and it's a bit chunkier. You know, when I was little, it was chunky. I was like, oh, there might be a check inside. But these days, I'm like, oh, just give me some sweet newsletter. Because it's brilliant to catch up on people's news, have a good old read. And so I guess there's two elements to sending a Christmas card. You do it because you love the person and you want to wish them Christmas greetings. There's another reason, which is you want to share some news with them. And the same is true in our job in sharing the good news of Jesus. We do it to others because we love them and we know that Jesus rescues and he can rescue them, so we want to share, but also because there's good news to share, that Jesus has rescued us and we can receive that and accept it and give thanks for it. Do you know, the shepherds in the story of Christmas were amazing. This is what it says about them. It says that they hurried off and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said. And these shepherds, they saw the baby and they were like, oh my life, the Savior is a baby. This is amazing. And then they went and told everybody. And it's incredible. We get to do that same job. We get to share the good news with the world. Now, how do we do that? I want to give you tips on how to do that. T-I-P-S. Yes, come on. How can we do that this Christmas? Number one, tell people why Christmas means what it does to you. Not necessarily from the street corner or from the rooftops, but when people ask, you know, what do you think, you know, do you like Christmas? Or, you know, why is Christmas so important to you? Or why do you go to these services? Or, you know, why did you do a fun day or community extravaganza yesterday? Thank you, by the way, everyone, for helping out with that. Why did you do that? Well, say something. Tell them the reason for the season. Invite people to the Carols by Candlelight service. We've got Parkway on Thursday, 6 o'clock. Invite them to the Christmas Day service, 10:30. Invite them to a service in the new year. Come on, come and be part of this community. Come to a service. Invite them to an Alpha course when we have our next course on. Invite. It's so easy to be able to do that. Post. If you're on social media, if you're on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or TikTok, post something. To share why this means so much to you, why it's such good news. There are people who put things really articulately out on, and it's just so easy just to be able to share and say, yeah, this sums it up for me. Post if you're on social media, and then share. Share. We can do practical things to share the love of God this Christmas. Maybe there's a gift that you can give a neighbor that just says something about Christmas. or can just share something of the love of Christ. Some people do little carol services in their street. We don't have a service next Sunday morning. And part of that is on purpose because we want to give you space to be able to bless your neighbours and your friends and your family. And so catch up for a coffee. Find some way of just blessing the people on your doorstep. So share, tell, invite, post, and share. We get to share the good news, and it's the best news going. Let's just have a moment of pause, silence. We're going to sing a final song in just a moment. Let's pause. As we do that, you might just want to confess this morning that you do need rescuing. I don't know how you would describe it right now. Maybe it does feel like you're missing the mark, like God has called you, and it's like you just keep failing. Or maybe you describe that need of rescue in terms of just feeling, I feel lost. Or maybe looking back, you'd say, oh, where would I be without the work of God in my life? And then this morning, let's say thank you. Let's say thank you in our hearts for the rescue that God has given us, sending his son into this world, born in a manger, living a life of a simple peasant, becoming a teacher, dying a death on a cross for us. Thank you, Jesus. And then maybe this morning you want to think about what it would mean to share good news with those you know and those you love. What does it mean both to show love but also to share news this Christmas? Father, we thank you so much for this time of year. We thank you for the number of people who came through our doors or were just in the car park yesterday. We pray that they would know something of your love through what we shared yesterday in our words, but also in our action, in providing everything for free as a free gift to our community. We pray for services coming up this Christmas and conversations that might happen. Lord, we pray for ourselves that we would know something of the real gift of Christmas, then that it would overflow out of our lives so that we, like the shepherds, would tell the good news, share what we've seen and heard and know. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.